warning to China and Russia. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. The head of NATO says if China gives lethal aid to Russia, it will supply an illegal war in Ukraine.
We haven't seen any proof that China is delivering lethal weapons to Russia. But we have seen some signs that this has been a request from Russia.
Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg, as President Putin and Xi wrap up a two-day summit in Moscow, hailing the strength of their alliance and criticizing the West for sending weapons to Ukraine. President Biden attending a conservation summit at the U.S. Interior Department and announcing new national monuments, preserving hundreds of thousands more acres of land.
We're not just protecting the livelihoods of people who depend on them, like the family farms, outdoor recreation, businesses, rural communities, welcoming visitors across from all across the country and around the world, as that matter. We're protecting the heart and the soul of our national pride.
He's establishing mountains in Nevada and Texas as national monuments, also highlighting efforts to conserve 30% of U.S. ocean waters by the year 2030. Lawyers for former President Donald Trump say it would be a grave mistake for a New York City grand jury to indict him in a hush money probe.
If Michael Cohen is a key witness, as we're hearing, if they're getting debunked testimony from other people, this is speaking for itself.
Trump attorney Alina Haba says it's politicization of the justice system. Former Trump attorney Michael Cohen says he was reimbursed for payment to keep Stormy Daniels quiet, money the Manhattan DA argues should count as an unreported and covered up campaign donation. An earthquake centered in Afghanistan rattles parts of Pakistan as well. The U.S. Geological Survey puts the magnitude at 6.5. No immediate reports of damage or injuries. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
It's day one of a three-day strike shutting public schools in Los Angeles.
The size of this is a really big deal. LA represents the nation's second largest school district, with roughly 600,000 kids staying home today across over 1,000 schools.
Fox Business's Kelly O'Grady in L.A., where 30,000 workers from the Service Employees Union walked out, joined in solidarity by 35,000 teachers.
The union service workers comprise everyone from bus drivers and cafeteria workers to custodians and special education assistants. With the average worker making roughly $25,000, they're seeking a 30% pay raise, as well as more full-time work and increased staffing levels.
The district's last offer was a 23% raise, with the superintendent accusing the union of refusing to negotiate. A former suburban Philadelphia police officer is sentenced to decades in prison for hurting children he was supposed to be helping in a youth drug prevention program in the 1990s. James Carey, convicted of sexual abuse of several teenage boys, sentenced today to 24 and a half to 55 years in state prison. A long streak is broken in the U.S. housing market, with the median price for an existing home falling slightly to $363,000 in February.
It snaps a more than decade of year-over-year increases, the longest on record, according to a National Association of Realtors report. Home price declines in the Northeast and West, where houses are generally more expensive, weighed down the overall number. Sales of existing homes surged last month to the fastest pace in 6 months, as home buyers jumped on a chance for a modest drop in mortgage rates and a slight pullback in prices. Those sales jumping 14.5%. Nationwide, sales are still down compared to the year before. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
The Dow's up 112. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.